This is AgriPulse Drive Time, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation, the voice of agriculture. Learn more at fb.org. Good Thursday afternoon. I'm Spencer Chase. President Joe Biden is a few hours away from his annual State of the Union address, and he plans to make his case for another 4 years of his economic blueprint for the country. That includes his administration's work on corporate consolidation and inflation at the grocery store. But congressional Republicans say much of the economic issues Biden is seeking to address are of his own making. Stay tuned to AgriPulse for complete coverage of tonight's speech. Also on Capitol Hill, a working group exploring the state of American agricultural labor has finalized a bipartisan report outlining policy recommendations to fix issues with the current status of ag labor regulations. In particular, the working group that drafted the report is recommending a federal heat standard to allow farm workers to cool down at heightened temperatures, flexibility in the implementation of the adverse effect wage rate used to determine wages under the H-2A Ag Worker Program, a program they say is also in line for a wage cap. Arkansas Republican Rick Crawford and North Carolina Democrat Don Davis co-chaired the working group. Steve Davies has more in his coverage on AgriPulse.com. The nation's sorghum producers are hoping a new farm bill will help address economic concerns facing the industry. The national sorghum producers held a press conference at last week's Commodity Classic to discuss where the crop fits into discussions of sustainability, the farm economy, farm policy, and more. NSP Executive Director Greg Rooley says the year ahead could be remembered in a not-so-positive light.
2024 could begin a period of time where the economics in agriculture become more challenging. We've enjoyed some good years recently, notwithstanding the challenges we've had around drought.
He says that means a new farm bill needs to be top of mind on Capitol Hill and among the nation's farm groups.
It underscores the importance of reconsidering and redrafting farm policy that fits the narrative that's in place now, the economic situation that's in place now. And as we look forward for the next 5 and 10 years, there are some adjustments to be made. And so we're anxious for that as well. We're very optimistic for sorghum's position in the commodity space, but there's work for us to do in the agricultural family to make sure we get good and modern farm policy put in place as well.
Finally today, wildfires sparked last week in the Texas Panhandle are beginning to be better understood. AgriPulse's Hannah Pegel has more.
Donations have been pouring in after a series of wildfires scorched more than 1 million acres of land in Texas. However, officials say more resources are needed. Rick Avery is the director of the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service. He says while most of the fires are contained, the situation is expected to have lingering effects on producers.
This is an ongoing event. Even after all the flames have been doused, that those needs will continue. And as attentions turn in other directions, we must always remember that there's going to be recovery going on here. There's recovery already starting, even as the fires continue to burn. And we would just ask that support and those thoughts continue into the future.
Avery says those who feel compelled to donate should reach out and ask what is needed.
A lot of people with their heart in the right place give a lot of materials during a time of crisis, but some of those are not quite as helpful immediately as some of the other needs. Hay has been mentioned here as a need, and fencing supplies, but they have to be of the right specification, really, to do some good. So we would continue to ask that people look at in those directions for specific needs where help could be needed.
Producers impacted by wildfires should contact their local USDA service center to report losses and learn more about program options available to assist in their recovery. Reporting in Washington, I'm Hannah Pagel.
Now, here's a word from our sponsor. Today's AgriPulse Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Farming and ranching are unpredictable. Taxes shouldn't be. That's why Farm Bureau members are calling on Congress to pass the Tax Relief for American Families and Workers Act. Learn more at fb.org. That's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. Reporting in Washington, I'm Spencer Chase.